But first, it was a tough day for Texas baseball because not only were the Rangers eliminated in the afternoon, the Astros were eliminated in the evening by Kansas City in Game 5 of the other ALDS. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about both, the former Ranger great, the Hall of Famer. He's been in the front office for both the Rangers and now currently the Astros, Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Get down a moment, bro. Let me down. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Nolan. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing? In Dallas, wherever.
Yeah, we're in Dallas, and we're doing fine. Condolences on the Astros being eliminated.
Well, you know, I would say that would hurt more, but I'm just so happy that the Rangers are not in going any further that I haven't really paid much attention to the Astros.
We hadn't paid attention. Come on. They were,
well, one's just more important than the other. Rangers losing is more important than the Astros winning.
Really? Yeah, I would think you'd still like some of these guys here and root for them.
Yeah, but, you know, as long as you got that punk-ass John Daniels up there. You know, I'm just glad John Daniels got a taste of his own medicine and his stupidity. You know, and if he gripes about losing, I'm going to drive up there with a box of Pampers and a tub of Boudreaux's butt paste and change his little diapers. Well, you certain violence.
You still have it out for John Daniels, don't you?
No, I wouldn't say that I'm bitter or that I bear a grudge or anything, but I'm bitter and I bear a grudge and everything.
Well, you shouldn't be bitter. I mean, you're with the Astros now. You guys went to the playoffs. It was a good year.
Well, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I'm happy that the Astros lasted longer in the playoffs than the Rangers.
That's the same round and game.
But still, a few more hours they lasted.
All right. I guess you win that.
And I can't say that I'm surprised. I have to admit I drove into town to watch the Ranger game on a TV box that someone had. And I can't say that I'm surprised that the Elvis booted the ball around and failed in that.
Yeah, he's made some mistakes before, I guess.
Yeah, I just think you can't name your kid Elvis and not expect some bad karma from Jesus and God.
Well, I don't really get that. But
well, there's only one Elvis, and, you know, that one took a nosedive into the ceramic tile in a bathroom in 1977.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, maybe it was a tribute to him to name their child Elvis.
No, there's a few names that should be off the books, and Elvis is one of them, and Jesus is the other one, and the Mexicans haven't got that memo yet.
These are the hot sports opinions of Nolan Ryan with us here on the ticket.
Hey, I'm canning yams, and I can't remember if I'm supposed to leave an air gap or not.
Can't help you there.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to say yes. We'll just guess and say yes.
Well, I don't, you know, to be honest with you, Fraley.
Yeah, that's good enough.
You know, I don't care about the postseason as much as I care about dove season. And I'm, you know, I'm going to knock down a lot of doves with my Teddy Roosevelt signature musket I use.
It sounds a little outdated.
And it's an original Teddy R that was bought brand new at Academy in 1906.
Academy.
I don't know about that.
And, you know, it's hard hunting dove with a musket, but I enjoy the challenge. Now, I usually hunt dove with a bow and arrow. Shooting Apache style with a D-bow with no sights, but I'm going to do it with a musket. And to just let John Daniels know that I don't mean any harm, I'm going to shoot him with my musket.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to John Daniels
again. Don't say something like that. That's terrible.
And if that Batista guy,
yeah,
if he did that bat flip on me, I'd send him back to Puerto Rico with a bayonet hanging out of his ass.
Yeah, they didn't show you up in the day, did they?
No, that's You know, now these players are soft, and then the other players show them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they're not real men like me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll punch you in the face if you do something I don't like.
Right.
And yeah. I don't think any of these players today have ever killed their own meal.
Very few.
You know, I kill every meal that I eat, including if I just eat eggs, I go ahead and kill the chicken.
Yeah, you're a tough guy. There's no doubt about that.
I'm a big hunter. You know, it's like that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Oh, really?
You're going to sing us a sports song?
Well, I can't sing it, but I can remember the lyrics pretty well.
All right. Well, go ahead.
It goes like, I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a deer walks up with some really big tines and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. You want to pull up tough because you want his butt stuffed. Baby got racked.
Never heard that. You like big bucks and you cannot lie.
Hey, let me sound off about Ferguson real quick.
Nolan,
whoa,
we got to
okay.
We got to run. We got to run. Thank you, though.
There he goes. Nolan Ryan.